Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Mayor Michael Bloomberg.
Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry.
Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Greetings to the brightest audience in the nation. I am not Bob Enyart, America's most effective right-wing religious fanatic, homophobic, anti-choice talk show host. I am Doug McBurney, sitting in again today for Bob. Thank you, Bob, for allowing me to sit in here in the palatial KGov studios. And I was doing my exercises to get ready for the real radio broadcast today. So I feel pretty good. I have to confess, I got a call after going off the air yesterday from Greg Jackson. And I was taken to the woodshed. He said, Doug, you're doing okay. And, you know, the bit on Michael Bloomberg was serviceable. It even, I'll admit that I chuckled. But you blew the phone number. You blew the phone number. And I apparently, that's very important in radio, is to give the correct phone number. I was so taken with Greg Jackson's stylized version of the 800 number. Well, I was all style and no substance, and I apologize for that, ladies and gentlemen. The number to call, if you want to be a part of the broadcast, we're going to talk about oil in Louisiana. We're going to talk about the global financial meltdown that may or may not have begun today. But we're going to talk about a new scheme at Planned Parenthood. We're going to talk about Comedy Central. We're going to talk about the Michigan militia, the Hootery. We've got a number of issues. If you want to get in on any of them, the number to call is 1-800-8-369-278. That's 1-800-8-369-278. Go ahead and write it down. You may need to work up the nerve to call the broadcast. You may need to hear something that inspires you to call, so write it down now. The number to remember is 1-800-8-369-278. Thank you for your guidance, Greg. I think we can take it from here. All right, now, let's start off. By the way, Bob Enyart will return to these airwaves tomorrow, so be sure to tune in here on the mighty KLT, the 50,000 watt Christian blowtorch of the Rocky Mountain West, featuring none other than Bob Enyart tomorrow. Be sure to tune in. Bob is building the battlements for the nationwide personhood movement and has hence been, well, he's been, well, really busy. It's incredible what he's putting together. He's a visionary, you know. And I'm not joking about that. He is a visionary and an inspiration. And so call the station. Go to KGOV.com. Make a donation. Help keep Bob Enyart on the air. Better than making a donation, subscribe to one of Bob's monthly teaching materials. He's got Bible studies. He's got topical videos. He's got classic shows. Subscriptions start at only what, like 20 bucks a month? Yeah, 25 bucks a month, you might as well be giving this stuff away. It's priceless. Go to KGOV.com, go to the store, click the subscriptions link, check out all the subscriptions, and subscribe to something that will edify and entertain you, and you can help keep Bob Enyart live on the air, standing up for truth in an uncompromising fashion. All right. That's KGOV.com. Write that one down, too. www.KGOV.com. KGOV. That's right. Go there. Go to the store and subscribe. I recommend the Bible study. That's how I got hooked up with Bob. It started with a Bible study it was probably like 13 years ago in my. The times, they are a-changing. All right, let's start offshore of Louisiana. Barry Ho's luck could be running out. Teams tackling the crisis in the Gulf of Mexico, according to Sky News over in London. Teams reported the presence of oil on a beach of an outlying island off the coast of Louisiana. According to an official associated with the crisis teams, this is, quote, the first confirmation that Unified Command has received of oil on a shoreline resulting from the BP oil rig disaster and tragedy. So the oil has finally reached the shoreline, apparently. According to Unified Command, it's, quote, largely just a sheen. There is no evidence of medium or heavy oil. Now, had you heard about the transcendentalist? Is that what they're called? Is that someone who quits dental school? The transcendental meditation crowd have been meditating and oming over the past few days, visualizing the valve that's damaged underwater. They've been visualizing it closing. And now that has not worked as far as we know. But I myself have been praying and thanking God for the ecosystem that he blessed us with, and hoping that the ocean itself will absorb and devour most of the oil. That's what I'm hoping. But I'm not praying for a miracle. I just thank God for the incredible ecosystem that he has blessed us with and its ability to resist damage. Let's pray and praise God for his incredible creation. And let's just hope that we don't ruin a good portion of it with all this oil. That would be unfortunate. All right. Let's move on. So, did anybody follow the stock market today? At one point, it was down nearly 1,000 points. The largest interday drop in the history of the market. Almost 10%. Pretty scary stuff. Now, it's been quite a ride since mid-2008, really. It's been quite an economic ride. And I know on Bob and Yart Live, we focus on issues that are spiritual, moral, and political. But we're going to focus a little bit on the financial today, primarily because I'm scared to death as to what's going to happen. It would seem that the debt crisis in Europe dwarfs the issues that we're having here in the United States. And while we've been focused on our problems and borrowing the money in order to pay for, well, the theft that has been committed for decades, while we've been focused on that, Europe is light years ahead of us down the drain, apparently. And, there's been violence in Greece. And now the European crisis is dragging down even the American market. During the day today, CNBC.com got through to one trader on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, and he said to them, on the condition of anonymity, he said, this is similar to what took place pre-Lehman Brothers. You guys remember Lehman Brothers? I think the market dropped 700 points that day, and that was the beginning of our current, well, let's just call it discomfort, our current economic discomfort. But in the final 15 minutes of trading, according to CNBC, it was revealed that a trader at a major firm may have mistyped a trade. He mistyped billion instead of million. And they say that would have made a 300-point sell-off more like a 900-point sell-off. So CNBC says maybe it was just a typo that caused the sell-off today in the market. And I'm just not buying it. I think it's the massive theft of money from future generations that's been going on for decades. A theft of funds that have been stuffed into the pockets of retirement funds of primarily government workers. And you can only steal money for so long before the bill comes due. And I'm afraid that when it comes to stealing money from unborn children and giving it to geezers, we've got nothing on the Europeans. They're professionals at it. And so, but their collapse could drag us down with them. And it's just sad. I mean, I've spoken with my Vegas economist about this. I subscribe to his newsletter. And the Vegas economist told me, he said, Doug, what's going to happen is the price of borrowing money is going to go up for these governments. As their ratings decline, the interest rates that the bankers charge the governments to borrow money is going to go up, 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 until at some point the government can no longer borrow money. At some point they will not be able to borrow any more money. The bankers will say you're too big of a risk, and the interest rates will be so high that at some point the government can't borrow money anymore. Now, what happens at that point? What happens when a heroin addict can suddenly no longer get his heroin? Well, all bets are off. I asked the Vegas economist to please clarify, whip out his crystal ball, and let me know what's going to happen when we reach that point. Well, they've reached that point in the pig countries. That's Portugal, Italy, Ireland, and Greece. The pig nations have reached that level. And there's literally blood in the streets, at least in Greece. Now, let's hope cooler heads prevail here in America. But, you know, I've long been of the opinion that 2008 was our 1929. And if anyone, was anyone around in 1929? Russ, you were around, right? No, just kidding. You know, things really didn't fall apart, I think, for several years thereafter, until around 1933, when the recession became the Great Depression. And I've been concerned ever since 2008 that we are heading into a second crisis. But I thought it would take 4 or 5 years to get there. But here we are, 18 months later. And, well, it's just concerning. But by the way, do you know what they called World War I before World War II? They called it the Great War. And we call the Depression the Great Depression. I mean, you do the math. You figure it out. Anyway, I'm just a little concerned. I'm a little concerned that gross immorality has been practiced by governing officials for so many decades, and so much money has been stolen, so much freedom has been confiscated, so much wealth has been absorbed unjustly by these socialist governments, that the inevitable bill is coming due. And I want to thank Bob Enyart for being there to warn us about what the government's doing, and that there's no free ride here. We cannot live under injustice, where innocent people are killed, where guilty people who should be murdered are kept alive, where people's livings are extracted from them at gunpoint. We cannot live in a culture like that in perpetuity, in peace. We cannot continue such a schema with tranquility. And Bob's been shouting from the rooftops for the better part of 20 years about this. And suddenly the view of an outsider is beginning to look awfully mainstream. So thank you to Bob Enyart. Thank you to you in the audience, because it's only because of you that Bob Enyart Live remains on the air. It's the support of loyal Christians who have an investment, a desire to invest in the work of the Lord, that keeps Bob on the air. And we thank you for that. And Bob will be our rock through the murky and troubled waters ahead. All right. So go to KGOV.com. KGOV. That's Kilo Golf Oscar Victor.com. Go to the store. Check out the subscriptions. I recommend the Bible study. It will change your life. All right. Now let's move to some disturbing news from WorldNet Daily. Iowa authorities have launched an investigation into a scheme by Planned Parenthood to set up computer link visits for patients instead of allowing them to meet with their doctor to order abortion chemicals. You know the abortifacient chemical methotrexate, popularly known as RU486? Well, the FDA requires a doctor's visit in order to be prescribed RU486, but Planned Parenthood of the Heartland, how's that for a misnomer? Planned Parenthood of the Heartland, which serves up abortions in the Heartland, they've set up a video link so that young girls can go on their video link, talk to their doctor, and get a prescription to chemically poison their child. The Iowa Medical Board is looking into the care and treatment practices of abortionist Susan Haskell, in particular, there with Planned Parenthood of the Heartland. According to WND, the Planned Parenthood of the Heartland procedure fell short of FDA-approved protocols for doctor visits. No physician was present for the administration of abortion drugs, and insurance companies, on top of that, were apparently overbilled. How shocking is it that an organization like Planned Parenthood would be overbilling insurance companies? Shocking. Just shocking to even think that that could happen. I mean, they butcher children, they murder babies, and they overcharge insurance companies. And they violate FDA regulations. And they're going straight to hell with jet rockets. And there's more on that, but I just, it's disgusting. Let's move on. Let's move on to Comedy Central. Comedy Central, who you'll remember, censored every image of the prophet Mohammed on South Park just a few weeks ago, is developing a whole new animated series around, who do you think? Not the prophet Mohammed. They are developing an animated series around Jesus Christ. Comedy Central, in development, is a series called JC. It's a half-hour show depicting the creator of the universe and the judge of our eternal souls as a misfit youth wanting to escape the shadow of his powerful but apathetic father and just live a regular life in New York City. That's comedy. That's in development at Comedy Central. Has not yet been approved for air, but it's in development. In the show, according to The Hollywood Reporter, God is preoccupied with playing video games while Jesus tries to adjust to life in the big city. According to Comedy Central's head of original programming, one Kent Alterman, you might want to write that name down. Just save that one for Judgment Day because, I mean, you'll want to attend that one. Kent Alterman, head of original programming at Comedy Central, he says, quote, in general, comedy in purest form always makes some people uncomfortable. And, you know, Kent, I couldn't agree more. Comedy does tend to make some people uncomfortable. Good comedy will almost always make at least one person uncomfortable. But, Kent, can I give you a little piece of advice? You don't want to make the creator of the universe and the judge of your eternal soul uncomfortable with your comedy, my friend. You don't want to do that. I mean, you could make me uncomfortable. You could make the president uncomfortable. You could make Greg Jackson uncomfortable. You could make Bob Enyard uncomfortable. What would that mean in the big picture? Well, not a whole heck of a lot. But when you make the creator of the universe, who holds the destiny and fate of your eternal soul in his hand, when you make him uncomfortable, well, Kent, he just might return the favor. He just might return the favor, Kent. And I'm going to write that name down. I'm going to keep it in my eternal file so that on Judgment Day, when Kent Alterman's name comes up for judgment, I can go over. It's like being at Wimbledon, you know. You go from court to court to see the best. Yeah, I'm gonna go over to that particular arena so that I can watch the judgment of Kent Alterman. All right, now, when he was asked if the show might draw some fire, especially coming on the heels of the network's decision to censor the Muslim faith's religious figure on South Park, Alterman said it's too early in the show's development to be concerned about such matters. So another piece of advice for Kent, and Kent, I don't know how old you are or how far along you are in your career, but it's never too early, Kent, to think about the fact that you're making the creator of the universe and the judge of your soul uncomfortable with your comedy. And consider the fact that it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. I know you're afraid of Muslims blowing up your house. I know you're afraid of getting a knife stuck in your chest on the street, and so you blot out images of Mohammed. And those are legitimate fears. And do you notice that the folks at Comedy Central, when they, at the end of the day of shooting their JC series on Jesus Christ, do you think they go to their cars afraid that Christians are going to jump out from behind a van and stick a knife in their chest? Or plant a bomb under their BMW? What's that? plant a bomb under their Subaru Outback? No, they're not afraid. Because we Christians, we give place to wrath. Why should we stick a knife in your chest, Mr. Alterman? We're going to be able to go to center court on Judgment Day. And we're going to be able to watch your judgment. Or, better yet, perhaps you will hear the voice of one crying in the wilderness and we'll be able to see you repent. And that will be even a bigger party. That would be even better, to see Kent Alterman on Judgment Day. Find out that at some point along the way, a Christian talked to him, and he has repented. I must have gotten the number correct. So the number to call if you want to participate in the program, I had to write it down here because of Greg Jackson's stylized interpretation. The number to call is 1-800-836-9278. Let's go to the phones in Littleton. Let's go to Gordon. Gordon, speak your mind.
Hey, Doug, how you doing?
Well, I'm pretty fired up. I'm a little upset.
I could tell. But let me tell you, yesterday's show was fantastic, and I didn't think it could hardly be beat until today's, which has even been better. So you're just doing fantastic.
Well, thanks, Gordon.
I'll tell you why I think...
Wait, did you say but?
I was going to say that. I think the reason this guy thinks it's okay to do that show...
Yeah.
You know, what was his name again? I want to write it down again.
Yeah, his name is Kent Alterman. You'll want to keep that in your eternity file.
Yes, I've got it.
Okay, Kent Alterman.
I think he thinks it's okay. Remember when baby Jesus came? He was so nice and sweet and the lambs and everything.
Oh, yeah.
He forgets that he doesn't come back as a baby the next time.
Aha. Maybe Mr. Alterman's not familiar with how the story ends.
Yeah.
Gordon, do you have any insight on how it is that the creator of the universe and the judge of all the earth, how does he make his re-entry into human history?
Yeah, he comes back with a sword.
The sword is prominently mentioned.
Yeah, and not real happy either. So these guys always forget that part about it.
Well, Gordon, I'm glad you're here to remind them because they need to hear it.
Amen. Hey, I just wanted to... Oh, go ahead.
Well, Gordon, you sound like a fella who's familiar with the scripture. So let me just ask you this. Now, the Muslims, they tend to get very excited when someone is butchered for their God and dispatched into the great beyond. Gordon, what would make you celebrate more? Being at center court for Kent Alterman's judgment or being at center court to celebrate Kent Alterman's repentance and turning to Christ?
Oh, I would praise and be thankful if he turned to Christ and came to the Lord. That would be so much better. God takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but... if they refuse to repent and come to him, then he does deliver justice.
Amen, brother. So there's the difference, ladies and gentlemen. Gordon, thank you so much for your call. Thanks for listening out there in Littleton. God bless you.
Amen, brother.
Well, and Gordon really shows the difference between Christians and, well, frankly, just about, well, the difference between Christians and everybody else. We get it, and you don't. We take no pleasure in the destruction of our enemies. We will do battle with them, and we will fight with everything we have to defeat the forces of darkness who come against the truth of Jesus Christ and his gospel. But our goal is repentance. Turn to Christ. And we're not going to cut off your head if you don't. We're not going to convert you by the sword. We want to convert you by the word. We want you to hear the word, see the truth, and turn to Jesus Christ. Let me just ask you in the audience, if you're listening and you're familiar with the story of Jesus Christ, and most people who are familiar with the story of Jesus, even if they don't consider themselves born again, even if they don't consider themselves Christians, they are generally of the opinion that Jesus was a good person and a good teacher. Well, let me just posit this question to you, and you ponder this, please. What is it that you have heard about Jesus Christ that makes you think he is unworthy of your trust? Is there something that he did in his life? Is there something that he said that makes you believe he's unworthy of your trust? Just ponder that if you're not yet a believer. Let's see. Do we want any more from Comedy Central? It's kind of hard to follow up that with more on Comedy Central, but... let's try to close this out. Like all Comedy Central executives, according to the Hollywood Reporter, all Comedy Central executives declined to address the recent Muslim controversy over South Park. The folks at Comedy Central will not even discuss the controversy. That's how scared they are of Mahmoud Shamil Kamil Abdul Azad Aziz showing up at their house and slashing the tires of their Subaru Outback. Yet they are mocking the living God and the creator of the universe in their production studios with their show and development. It seems a bit schizophrenic. Anyway, JC, which is the proposed title of the program, that's going to bring Kent Alterman into like one level lower or hotter in hell. I'm not sure how all that works out. But JC is produced by the same deviants who produce a broadcast called The Office and another broadcast entitled American Dad. So if you're familiar with either one of those broadcasts, and I must say I'm familiar with the titles, but I can't say that I've ever seen them. And at this point, I'm pretty glad. All right, now we're almost out of time. Let's close with one more note dedicated to the eternal perspective. Dateline Seattle, Washington, from the Associated Press. The man convicted of killing two women and two children apologized in a Seattle courtroom to their family this Monday past and asked the jury to spare his life for his family's sake. Connor Shermans was convicted of killing two women and two children. And at the sentencing phase of his trial this past Monday, Shermans begged the jury to spare his life, but the AP reporter says he did not acknowledge the killings. He has said he was in an alcoholic blackout when the four were killed and their home was set on fire back in July of 2006. Sherman was convicted of four counts of aggravated murder. He was convicted of arson. The King County Superior Court jury is deciding whether this murderer should be executed or sentenced to life in prison without parole. Ladies and gentlemen, the only hope for saving Connor Sherman's eternal soul is that he comes to the realization that he should be executed, that he does not deserve to live, and that the only salvation, the only way he can be redeemed, is by the creator of the universe and the judge of our eternal souls, Jesus Christ. I say thumbs down to Connor Sherman in hopes that when he's told he's about to meet Jesus, he might seriously consider who Jesus Christ is. And I would ask you to do the same. Ponder this question. What is it that you have heard that Jesus Christ said? What is it that you have heard that he did? What is it that you have read that leads you to believe Jesus Christ is unworthy of your trust? Ponder that question. Bob Enyart will be back tomorrow. Until then, go to KGOV.com, listen to the archives, and subscribe. And Maranatha Christian School in Arvada, it's the best Christian school in Colorado. That's MaranathaChristianCenter.com.